Okay, well, enough about that. Let's go over here to Charlie. He's calling us from Buckley. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Wright.
Hello.
I have, if your screener told you, I had like two questions. One's about the adrenal gland and their association with your blood type and the types of food you eat and whether or not your adrenal gland actually starts to shrink or even shut down.
Okay, sir. Well, if our adrenal glands shut down, we'd be dead. And that's within 48 hours. That's what happens to any experimental animal when you remove their adrenal glands. Boing, they're gone in 48 hours. Now, there are some things that will shut our adrenal glands down for us if we're not, what shall I say, vigilant. For example, that great flu epidemic that some of us maybe have heard of from 1918, 1919. Why, when army physicians did autopsies on soldiers who died from that great flu epidemic, almost all of them had destroyed adrenal glands. So apparently, that flu really got them. Now, those are probably the soldiers. This latter part is my thought. The other is fact. That's what they found. But my thought is, those are probably the soldiers who didn't have a nice, strong immune system that could help them ward that problem off and be gone before it destroyed their adrenal glands. But that's another story. So anyway, sir, no, we can't survive without the adrenal glands. If they shut down, we don't survive. It's as simple as that. So why don't you go back to other questions you had there, sir, because I got so carried away with answering that one.
Well, the question about the adrenal gland was that when it concerns your blood typing, that certain blood types should need certain foods, because I'm not saying it shuts them down completely, the adrenal gland, is that whether or not it hampers them, that they don't produce the amount of adrenaline they should, and that it'll weaken a person, weaken their breathing, weaken all those aspects if their adrenal gland is kind of hampered in a certain way, is what I'm actually saying, not whether or not they shut down completely. It's
Oh,
like,
okay.
supplying energy to a person, and what's good to feed your adrenal gland in a sense to make it strong.
Well, actually, sir, I don't know of any blood types that are related particularly to weak adrenal glands or any particular diets. I do know one thing, though, and that is that there's an overlooked mineral that has apparently a heck of a lot to do with keeping our adrenal glands going. And it probably explains why women, and here we are again with that nature being unfair and picking on the ladies. Okay, nature picks on the men for some things too, like heart attacks. But anyway, why women with weak adrenal glands outnumber by far the number of men with weak adrenal glands. Now, probably the explanation for that was found by German research scientists who studied the mineral content of fetal human adrenal glands. Now, I'm not kidding, fetal human, and no, they were not deliberate abortions. These were miscarried infants, usually miscarried in the latter part of pregnancy for whatever reason. And they studied the mineral content of actually all the tissues, lung, heart, whatever, comparing the fetal to the adult. And what they found was usually there was a difference of 2 or 3 to 1, and the fetal always had more minerals. But there was one mineral that was super outstanding, and that is the mineral called chromium. And that mineral, there were 14 times as much chromium in female fetal human adrenals as there were in adults. And in male fetal humans, there was 6 times as much. And that probably explains why women's adrenal glands fail on us much more often than the guys. Because what is the biggest food source of chromium? Mushrooms, brewer's yeast. And how many of us go around eating mushrooms and brewer's yeast very much? And in one study, and I will shut up shortly, sir, and let you come back to whatever. One study over in England, done by a laboratory that has had tested minerals in adults for more than 2 decades. They found that the only mineral that reliably, in just about everybody they tested, declined with age was chromium. And all the other ones went up and down over time. That one just went on a steady downhill course. Now, why would that be? Well, among other things, there's things called chromaffin cells in the adrenal in the adrenals, which help us to produce adrenaline. Imagine that. And chromium has a lot to do with the function of those cells. Okay, time for me to shut up. Your turn, sir.
Okay, so you're saying that the adding chromium would help a woman's adrenal glands.
You betcha. I've worked with a lot of ladies with weak adrenal glands, and it surely does, sir.
Great. That's excellent. Now, this is the question she actually had, because she's the one that came down with COPD overnight, and I couldn't understand it. She had a bout with, like, a walking pneumonia, and next thing you know, they go, you've got COPD, and boom, you got to do this. I'm going, how does that work overnight? But a lot of that answers my questions about that, and the adrenal gland and her breathing or COPD. Her question was about, have you ever heard, Doc, of Fragile X Factor?
I've heard of it, but I know very little about it, sir.
I see.
And, on that one.
Her cousin was saying that it's carried by the woman, and it affects the men, the males, and something about having an extra gene and different markers, and I just wondered if you knew anything about that at all, the Fragile X Factor.
Very little, but I do know that the Lung Research Institute at Georgetown University has shown us that its lungs are capable of regeneration, and I would suggest she check in this particular circumstance, not only with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine, but check in with a Tama Clinic physician, simply because we have doctors' meetings every Wednesday, and even though there's distance in between us, Skype exists, and so that's used too. And we talk about stuff like this, and all of us have talked about, well, yeah, it is possible to regenerate the lungs, and here's what Georgetown University says, and here's what we got to do. And so she might be interested in that, sir.
Sure, that'd be great. Now, the Fragile X wasn't nothing to do with her lungs. It was something like her son has and some of her relatives, the Fragile X, not dealing with the lungs. So when you refer to it being with the lungs and the COPD, no, this was a separate question that
okay.
I told you to bring her, because her son has it, and it's like, it affects people in a funny way. I mean, it almost like they start to do, like, I don't want to be mean, but like crazy things, like, you know, after the age of 50 or something, they start once in a while, it's not like they're drunk or they're out of their mind or something because of this Fragile X factor. And so I just wonder if you knew about that, but everything else you told me, I really appreciate very much, Doctor.
Well, I can't always bet 1,000, sir, so thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Okay.